Devotional just in time. Everything that has life grows and bears fruit. Genesis 1, verses 23 to 27. As long as there is life, there is hope. I hope today's devotional will be of great blessings to your life. But before entering this war, I want to make you an invitation. We have a new campaign in which we are collecting school kids. Day one, you can. Children with lack of resources that need their school supplies to study in this new year. Join the Just in Time Foundation and we will extend our hands and give the possibility for more children to go to class. With all their supplies complete, if you want more information about how to join this campaign, write to us at 300-311-2441. Enjoy today's devotional and share it. Blessings. How good to dream. They say that dreaming does not cost anything, and it is true. Let's say it is a gift from God to have a vision and want to have the desire to reach the goal. It is very important, however, it is true what they say, that between wanting and doing, there is a long way. And usually after the dream, we stop and stay still because we only yearn, think, envision, but we fall short when the call to action comes. And precisely because we begin to place all kinds of excuses, and we may have them, we will fill ourselves with arguments that life is not easy, that this happened to me, that I am without resources, that I am not doing well, or the doors do not open for me, or there are no opportunities. We appeal to so many arguments that prevents us from moving forward because we anchor ourselves in them. And then we reach the point of accommodating ourselves in what we consider the life we have to have. And we abandon ourselves to that, forgetting, number one, that of course there is a God, that He made us with a purpose, and that whatever we pray and develop a relationship with Him, we may discover what we were created for, what we were designed for. We can return to that purpose, and as we grow and mature spiritually, we understand that everything God has made has a purpose, and everything that has purpose grows, bears fruit, and multiplies. Yes, just as you hear it, everything that God creates grows, bears fruit, and multiplies. God made everything beautiful in His time, and that is why in the book of Genesis, in chapter 1, God's word reminds us of all that God did. For example, in chapter 1, verse 20, look what it says. Then God said, "Let the waters be filled with fish and other forms of life. Let the heavens be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and all living creatures that move and stir in the water, and birds of every kind, each producing young of the same species. See? But look at this detail. And God saw that this was good because He made it. But then after He saw that it was good because He made it, He declared the blessings on what He made. So in verse 22, it says the following. Then God blessed them with the following words. Remember that He is the Creator. Everything was made with a word. When He speaks of blessings, He speaks of something special about it. He speaks of something that has to be fulfilled, that makes it stand out. Then God blessed them. Bless who? To what I believe, with the following words. Now let us have something pending. Everything that God blesses is fulfilled. When God declares the word, it is fulfilled. It is not a word of my imagination. It is what God declared. And here, I make a parenthesis because there are many people that can tell you this is what God has told you, when God has never said anything. The great problem today of many ministers of the gospel who give bad testimony or who simply out of mere emotion want to please people, they always add the comment, "Thus saith the Lord unto you," and they put more words than what God has really said. And we have a generation that does not scrutinize the word, and therefore the more beautiful they sound, they must be true, when it is not so. But going back to the text, then God blessed them with the following words, that is God's declared blessings. It is done. It must be fulfilled, so it must happen. And what were the words? Be fruitful and multiply. So starting from this point, I want to ask a question. If you are paying attention to me, who did God bless? To what He created, after creating the sea animals, the birds of the sky, by means of the word, When he saw everything that was around and he saw that it was good, then he released the word, no longer a word to create, but a word to produce. The first thing God released was the creative word. Now God releases the word to produce. This is blessings, something that will bring about abundance. So he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Then I start from this principle. Everything that God created must be fruitful and multiply. Now, for there to be fruit of something and multiplication, there must be growth. And for there to be growth, there has to be birth. So it happens in our spiritual life. The man who is without Christ in his heart does not have a spiritual life. He only has intentions in his soul, emotions, feelings, but he doesn't have a level of consciousness of a reality that is beyond what his eyes see. That is why when God comes into our life, the change is not in the change of a car, in the change of a house, because that is earthly. With the passing of time, it may happen, it may not happen. They change it from within, in the heart. Why? Because God opens my spiritual eyes to perceive things as they were designed and not under the sophism of this world that want to make us think that it should be like this or like that. You see? So everything that God creates or created has to grow, it has to bear fruit, and it has to multiply. Then he goes on to say, let the fish fill the seas and let the birds multiply upon the earth. This was on the fifth day. Then on the sixth day, the dynamics of the creation by the word continue, right? Until then, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And then he said what man would have to do in the garden, to rule over the animals, the fish, the sky, the sea, the domestic animals, to be watchful over everything. And then in verse 27 it says, so God created human beings in his own image, in the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. I will not argue that point because it is true, period. Male and female God created them with purpose, with meaning, but he did the same now and he did with the air. First he created them and then he blessed them. Now he created them, and in verse 28 he blesses them. Look, when you believe that having money in your pockets is a blessing, that having a new car is a blessing, that having a new cell phone is a blessing, that something good happened to you is a blessing, of course it is, but it is not everything. We limit ourselves to summarize the word blessing with a material act that I cannot acquire, and that today it is and tomorrow it is not. And if you call the car a blessing, God gave me this great blessing. Now it is part of the blessing, but it is not a complete blessing, because the complete blessing of the one who has understanding knows what begins inside and that can have repercussions in the natural environment with everything that may come, like the car was. But if tomorrow or the day after you have to sell the car, then you sold the blessing. I leave it there. I don't go there. What I want to go to is that when God created man, then bless him. God creates and then establishes blessings. You see? And what God creates and then blesses, by his word, not by what surrounds it, by his word establishes a principle. I call blessing the principle that God established, that it has to happen for good. Obviously, I repeat, I call blessings the principle that God establishes on someone, on something, that it has to happen for good. That is a blessing. I do not associate it to money. It can be part of, but it is not everything, my beloved friend. So when God created man and then he blessed them with the following words, do you remember what was the blessing that God gave them when he created everything? Be fruitful and multiply. When God creates man, what does he do? He declares the following words. He establishes a principle. Be fruitful and multiply. I am only going to leave it there because there are many more. But what I'm going to say is, be fruitful and multiply. What God creates is under the principle of bearing fruit, because it grows, and after bearing fruit, it multiplies. Now, it is not the opposite. I multiply to bear fruit. No, I multiply because I bear fruit. And why do I bear fruit? Because I am sown, and if I am sown, I have to grow. growth gives me the maturity, the understanding to produce fruits that remain, that is, that generate over time a permanence so that it is never lost, and these fruits automatically bring multiplication. They bring enlargement. Now I understand this clearly when I am in Christ, when He governs my heart, when I am in the right relationship with God. My beloved friends, my thoughts have to align, and all darkness and deception that the world wanted to put in my life is removed. So then I understand that connected to Christ, that connected to the Source, I return to my original design. And my original design from the beginning, from Genesis, was a blessing, that it was a declared principle established by God, that in the natural has to happen because from the Creator it was established over my life. That's why the Bible says, so that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Now, is this true repentance, a new life that I have in Christ? I have to understand that I have already been blessed by God. Why? Because in Christ, everything was created by Him, in Him and for Him. And He dwells within me. The blessing of the Father is established in my life. And two of the things that have to be established in the life of a child of God is to be fruitful and multiply. Wonderful, isn't it? Not only me, but there is another pill, another key point. Everything that was designed by God, listen well, everything that was designed by God so that its purpose is fulfilled in your life has the blessing declared from the beginning. What was it? To be fruitful and to multiply. And then when I have purpose, I am in the right place with the right people. I have the right resources in my hand. That purpose of those resources, they come together with the purpose that God put inside of me. And as a result, the purpose together, what is it going to do? It is going to bring fruit that implicitly, when it grows, it multiplies. That is, in a simple way, I give focus. The resources arrive and they are applicable over time to produce. Then you say, how did you open? For example, you open a business there where nothing comes up. All those that have opened there have gone bankrupt. And yours has been there for years. What is the secret? Purpose, my friend. How have you made your home to be maintained? Purpose. How have you made this happen? Purpose. I am located in Christ. Being in Christ, He makes me be in the right place with the right people. He brings resources to my hand that multiply. Why? Because purpose and purpose, they bring fruit and multiplication. How good, how wonderful it is to understand this. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for these short minutes that you allow us to enjoy. But Lord, we know that there is much more. So I pray for wisdom, understanding, knowledge. So we can see beyond and come out, Lord, of that picture of sadness, depression, and self-pity that sometimes falls on us, to know that in you, my Christ, we are complete. Oh, Father, to know that separated from you, we can do nothing. We need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Leah Sawyer, spoke to you. Remember that God is always right on time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our two YouTube channels, Devotional Just in Time and Elias Oyo's Official. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. And please give light to each devotional. If you need a place to congregate, remember that you can do it virtually with us, no matter where you are. If you are in Santa Marta, Barranquilla, or Medellin, we also have places where you can join us to worship God together and have a place to grow. If you need information of our meeting, please write to us. To 300 311 2441, a big hug, blessings.